Another typical trauma symptom was avoidance reactions. It's only understandable that Rosie would at best not like to sleep, that she's afraid of her nightmares, or that John would not have the courage to watch the news, because through the television images, his own war images are brought to life to him. It burdens both when they are reminded of their painful experiences through particular situations.
The security forces in uniform have implanted in me so much fear that I now avoid every contact with the police. I try to remain at home and send my eldest daughter to the Foreign Office to renew my documents. I also avoid going shopping.
I am often always sorry, but since this experience, I can hardly tolerate the intimacy of my husband. I can't speak to him about it. I don't know how he would react. When he seeks my intimacy, I'm afraid that what had happened in the past would be repeated. He mostly leaves me in peace since he sees that I have a terrible headache. Sometimes he curses that he has no wife.
The fear of re-experiencing parts of a trauma are very burdening. That's why many people try to control them by avoiding everything that could remind them of the traumatic experience. For example, places, persons, particular colors, pieces of clothes, television programs. Or they try by every means to avoid the memories and thoughts associated with the trauma. Avoidance is an understandable way to protect oneself from things which appear to be dangerous. As understandable as how one would draw away the fingers from a cooker. But unfortunately, you would perhaps have experienced that this way of avoidance does not always help, neither short nor long term. You may perhaps have realized that thoughts also re-emerge when one tries to suppress them.
My therapist tried something with me. I was told not to think of the red and yellow flowers in a vase on a table standing in front of us. I should rather think about something else, anything I want, as long as it is not the red and yellow flowers in the vase. And do you know what happened? At some time I started to laugh, because I was able to think of something apart from the red and yellow flowers in the vase. Try it out yourself.
It's easier not to violently suppress and avoid noises, colors, images which are associated with the trauma, but to let them pass away like clouds. Moreover, if you only avoid, you cannot have the experience that it can also be different and a fear danger doesn't emerge. It prevents getting well.
I previously used to avoid going to the Foreign Office because I was afraid of being deported. In my head, I knew that nobody was waiting to take me away, but I realized that my heart beat less quick when I took a different route.